1970 by the numbers. Federal authorities estimate the number of marijuana users at over 8 million. It's the first year with no polio fatalities since record keeping began. Due to campus unrest, 448 colleges are closed or go on strike. The free market price of gold drops below the standard $35 an ounce. The cost of an average day of hospital care is $85. The U.S. population is just over 203 million, with the population center being about 20 miles east of St. Louis. And Japanese automakers built 3.2 million cars this year, up from only 110 cars in 1947. The Supremes with the Four Tops.
Oh! Dive into our vault of past shows at artiestimewarp.com. It's Artie's Archives.
Nowhere through a caravan, around a campfire light, lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Guitar melody from the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me.
Looking at fads and trends for 1970, Monday Night Football is an immediate hit for ABC. Domestic terrorism is widespread, including white radicals with bombs and black radicals attacking police. Great numbers of hippies are to be found. Sexually explicit massage parlors show up in cities of all sizes. Long hair for males seems to be at its longest this year, and many schools are forced to change their dress codes to accommodate the fashion. This is Artie's Time Warp.
My sweet Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I really want to see you, really want to be with you, really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord, my sweet Lord.
Isn't It a Pity is on the flip side of My Sweet Lord in many countries. George wrote it at 66, but it was never included on a Beatles album. It's one of his most celebrated compositions, and some describe it as a poignant reflection on the breakup of the Beatles.
Isn't it a pity?
We'll continue after this brief pause to hear from our commercial sponsors. It's December of 1970.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.